Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Welcome back to Blackhawks Live here on WGN Radio. We're chatting with Blackhawks forward Jujhar Khera, who has found a lot of success on his new line with Boris Tkachuk and Joey Anderson. Jujhar, thank you very much for your time today. What's the excitement level been like on that line, especially with the success that you guys have been finding?
Yeah, it's been fun, I think. You know, for all of us, we kind of play a similar style of game, and you know, we're guys that I think that go out there and work and try to give it everything we have every game. So, yeah, you know, we know what to expect when we show up to the rink, and yeah, it's fun. It's fun working for each other and having success together.
Perfect lead into my next question about, you know, not only are there a lot of similarities with your play on that line, but kind of the way this whole roster is made up as of right now, after all the turnover from the trade deadline, just a lot of hardworking, strong effort, gritty players. How much does that play a role in this team's success as of late, and just being able to pull on the same rope, really, whether it's individually or as a team?
Yeah, I think that's a huge part of our success. You know, I think we have a pretty young team, and then you know, also some veterans. But yeah, you know, we know what position we're in. But you know, at the end of the day, we're not a team that's gonna, you know, just give up no matter what. We're gonna get out there and start and work hard. I mean, that's one thing we're committed to as a group, and you know, I think that's one thing that we've done well too. And you know, everybody has everybody's back out there, so yeah, it's been a lot of fun playing this style, fast-paced game, and yeah, I think everybody's coming into their own with the system.
Specifically with you, and I know we've chatted about this before, but all the setbacks that you've had to deal with over the past 2 years, really, what's been the biggest challenge of all that? How have you been able to stay patient and still hardworking, but also just kind of respecting the whole process of coming back and the multiple times that you've had to do that?
Yeah, it's definitely very frustrating. I mean, mentally, you just want to go and, you know, play as much hockey as you can, but physically, sometimes it doesn't always, they don't always sync up. But yeah, I think mentally, that's definitely been the toughest part, just knowing that, you know, you want to do something, but maybe at that time, your body kind of limits you. So, yeah, the last couple of years definitely have been tough, but, you know, now looking at it and being able to play, I'm just super grateful to get to play the game that I love. And I don't think you take it for advantage as much when you're, or you take it for take advantage of it when you're, sorry.
Take it for granted.
And you're playing because you, yeah, take it for granted. Yeah, that's what I meant. Just when you're in it, but then, you know, the moment you can't play, it kind of brings everything back. So just with everything over the last couple of years, I'm very grateful to be out there and playing, and, you know, just even just being on the same schedule as a team, because when you're injured, it's tough. You're not really around the guys as much as you would like. And, you know, you miss all the road trips. So, yeah, just being able to do all that has been—it's been really fun. I think the biggest thing is just being grateful for the opportunity and for the work I put in to get back.
I don't mean to read too much into it, but would you say that it's maybe affected your emotional state, just being totally in control of your emotions, not getting too high, not getting too low out there, just knowing how much goes into the game and how much goes into mentally being prepared after everything you've gone through? Do you feel like you've got a better hold on your emotional states?
I'd like to think so, just with everything, but again, it's one of those things, you know, you get back into it and other emotions start coming up, and they're different emotions because you're in a different situation. But you know, it's probably the best thing right now is just to kind of, like, for me, I'm just trying to go out there and just have fun with it, just because I've been I've sat at home so much and, just try to stay in shape when I can. But, mentally, I think there's times where you're really in touch with your feelings, what you can, or controlling your emotions. But at the same time, different situations come up and they test you in different ways. So I think it's always going to be a work in progress, no matter if you're playing hockey or not. But, I think I'm learning a lot about myself as this has been happening.
Right. And again, like, I don't mean to read too much into it, but I ask because I kind of thought about it when I forget exactly what game it was and who the other player was. But you guys were on the road. You got in a fight, and the person you were fighting, the player was like starting to get down towards the ice, and you pulled back. You didn't take any cheap shots. You didn't throw any tough punches. You just seemed totally aware in that state when many players would just kind of let their emotions take over. So I don't mean to read too much into it, but to me, that's you just totally understanding where your body is at right now.
Yeah, I don't know if... I get what you're saying. I don't know if that's it in general. I think just kind of the style I play. You know, I feel like I'm a pretty honest player out there, and fighting, hitting, or anything like that. I'm never out there trying to hurt anybody. So I try to kind of, I'm aware of my surroundings, what's happening. But I play hard. It's one of those things where fights and stuff happen. But yeah, definitely. Definitely not trying to land any cheap shots because I know, anyone's capable of that. And, I've run into a lot of guys that maybe could have taken advantage of me while I've been in those vulnerable positions, but they've held up. So I think it's kind of more of a respect thing. You know, I think anybody that puts themselves in that situation where you could get injured by whatever, taking a punch, so I just, anybody that puts their body in that situation, I respect it, and I definitely don't try to take advantage of a vulnerable position.
No, that makes sense. We're talking with Jujhar Khera here on Blackhawks Live. Every player is different, but I'm assuming what Jonathan Toews is going through right now is very difficult as well. Any chance you've broken bread with him, kind of conversed about the speed bumps that he's been dealing with right now?
Nothing, in a serious manner. I mean, obviously we check in with each other, but his journey is what he's going through right now is something that he needs to deal with. And I'm sure there's a lot of people giving him their opinions and all that. And, I think it's something he needs to figure out. And, obviously I'm hoping the best for him, because obviously what he's done for the franchise, for the NHL in general, or for hockey in general, it's been fantastic. And, a player like that, you want him to have, a great long career and, filled with happiness because he's done all the hard stuff. So, we're all pulling for him, and we want him to get back to feeling as good as he can.
I know he's been a constant visitor for you guys at the United Center. What's his demeanor been like?
Yeah, he's always awesome. He's a true professional. He's done it all. So, he's someone that you definitely want around if he's playing or not. He just, he brings a smile to my face whenever I see him. So, and I think a lot of other guys could say the same thing. But, through his battles, what he's going through, he's still comes in with a positive attitude, and he's always in there mixing it up with everybody, which is what you want out of a captain. And obviously he's displayed that not just this year, but in previous years or his whole career. So, he's a great athlete, human being. And, obviously if he could come back and play or whatever his journey entails, hopefully that happens soon and he feels good and starts enjoying life.
For sure. Hey, how's the wedding planning coming along?
No wedding planning. Yeah. We're going to figure that out this summer. There's too much going on. worried about getting back before I got into that.
No, that's probably the right move. Weddings, you know, can be so intricate. Do you feel like you're going to be a guy that needs your fingerprints on a lot of the decisions, big or small, or are you just kind of letting Jenna handle most of it?
You know, we haven't even talked about it. I'm definitely not too picky, but I know just the both of us culturally, obviously, we're both from different cultures and stuff like that, so it's going to be interesting. We're definitely going to talk about it and kind of figure it out, but I mean, as long as, you know, she has fun and it's great, and you know, I'll be happy. It's a big day. It'll be a big day for us and an exciting day, so I'm sure it'll be fun however it works out.
For sure. Well, lastly, kind of talking about your background, you being part of such an exclusive group of playing in the NHL with Punjabi descent, what was your hockey life growing up? I mean, did you look up to those other players that had been in the NHL, and did that do a lot for you, or were you always just kind of on your own path?
Yeah, I think my own path. I think, you know, as we grew up, our parents were great. There was nothing where we had to say, oh, you got to follow someone because of this. I think we were regular hockey hockey family as well. Our parents, just like many other parents, you know, they sacrificed a lot to get us where we are now. So, I wouldn't say there was much difference at all. It was kind of, you know, you're still playing in the backyard. You still want to be like your favorites, or if you're in net, you want to be like your favorite goalie. So it didn't matter who it was. You were just playing and having fun.
Who were some of your favorite players growing up?
A big one was Todd Bertuzzi growing up in Vancouver. That West Coast Express line was pretty fun to watch growing up. And then he was probably the big one growing up, just kind of watching them all the time. And then when Sidney Crosby came into the league, I mean, I'm sure like a bunch of other kids growing up could say the same, but yeah, he was always phenomenal to watch, and to this day he still is.
Very cool. Well, Juju, thank you very much for the time. Really appreciate it. Keep up this great work towards the end of the season. It's really fun to watch you guys right now.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll have more Blackhawks Live coming up, 720 WGN.